buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's, estás justo a tiempo. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
I am playing a dirty extra turn spell, so I guess I deserve it.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Generic Commander, and we've got a special one for you today. In fact, we are getting just weird and goofy. We were challenged to bring our goofiest decks for this, and you might notice something a little different about our pod today. So our friend Jolly St. Click unfortunately had a conflict and was not able to join us, and so we actually have a guest star join in for this episode, which we are very excited about. I'd like to introduce Voiden. Voiden, how are we doing, man?
I'm doing well. Ham, I thought we were talking behind the scenes that, like, if I was going to be your guest star, my waiting room had to have a giant bowl of green M&Ms.
Oh, right. It was only the green ones. We thought it was the everything but the green ones. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We won't get that. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get that right next time. I promise. Awesome. We'll pay more attention to the rider because, yeah, we understand how particular your people can be about those kind of things.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But, hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. When Jarvis reached out, Jarvis was like, hey, you want a guest? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? And he was like, what's your theme? And I'm like, I don't really know what theme to pick. Like, any theme that I pick is, like, kind of weird. And then I was like, that's it. Weird. All right. We're going to play our weirdest decks. Yeah.
No, so. I dig that. I think it's a ton of fun. So which weird deck have you brought for our pleasure today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm playing a deck that everybody seemed to ignore when the Fallout decks came out. So I'm bringing Three Dog at Galaxy News DJ. So the whole concept of that is, like, I'm playing Boros enchantments, right? Boros boggles, whatever else you want to call it. So the idea is that I'll be attacking with stuff, copying stuff, and making a wide board and putting a bunch of the same enchantments on there. You want to see, like, umbral armors, not ethereal armors. That's the thing I'm thinking of. Armors, basically anything you could think of in that, like, enchantment category that you'd see, plus some stuff that I'm guaranteeing you guys have never seen before. It's going to be super fun. Nice. So
excellent. Yeah, your ethereal armors and all the glitters and whatnot. We expect to see this, but I'm curious what that other tech is that that you got going on.
Have you ever heard of a card called Elemental Mastery?
Elemental Mastery? It sounds familiar, but I'm not picturing it at the moment.
You'll probably see it this game.
We're going to put a pin in that. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Excellent. So, going around the horn, we also have Jarvis. Hello, hello. What kind of weird nonsense have you brought to this particular party?
So, I'm bringing Is It Mill.
What is it?
Exactly.
Sure it is. Yeah,
okay. That's actually the deck name is actually Is It Mill instead of Is It Mill because I'm not creative at all. It's a Secret Commander deck. The Secret Commander is everyone's favorite 3-drop Secret Commander from Dustmourne. And it goes and plays great burn spells like Skullcrack and Stomp. The commanders themselves are Zelk Sanity Flare, which whenever a player mills one or more creature cards, I create a 1/1 Black Horror. And then for one and tapping it, I could make the target player mill 3 cards. And Popular Entertainer, which allows me to goad. These goads fun. Protects my face. Especially against those enchanted, ordered up creatures.
I mean, that makes sense. Good stuff. And Russ, what weirdness are you up to?
So, on the surface, it's not. It, like, on the surface, Ginny Fae, like, when you think Ginny Fae, Jetmir Sekhet, you think dogs and cats, tokens. But what if, not only do I only do dogs, but I only do cartoon dogs that I can draw?
Makes sense. Okay. Okay. This is a bit I think we can get behind. Yeah.
So expect visitations from such luminaries as Hong Kong Philly, Snoopy, Wishbone.
Ooh.
Ren Howick. I haven't
heard Wishbone in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're fucking with Wishbone tonight.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
What is Wishbone going to be dressed up as?
Ooh, that's a
question. Yeah.
So I gave him a little Robin Hood hat because it's kind of like the trample or the shield for vigilance. So mm-hmm. It's like a little vigilant shield hat that's very resemblance of his Robin Hood hat.
Nice.
Awesome.
I dig it. And yeah, I'm bringing Gigantha the Wellspring, but mine is also a secret commander deck that I have actually played on this channel before, but I have yet to really pop off and do the thing, mostly because the thing is really slow and awkward, which is why I feel a kinship with this deck, because I too am very slow and awkward. And yeah, the secret commander will make itself known in very short order, but I'm going to be knocking. That's the plan. All right. So, gentlemen, are we ready to get this thing started?
Yes.
I think I'm good.
LFG.
Let's do it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and untap, upkeep, and draw. And, oh, that actually does kind of almost change the thing I'm going to do. I'm going to drop a Marsh Flats, and I'm just going to pass the turn.
Alrighty, I will draw for turn. And Never Punished, I drew a land. I'm going to start with this Plains and pass my turn.
Always Punished, I drew a land. Island and pass.
I'm going to draw.
Okay, and I'm just going to crack this while
we're...
going
to play a Creosote Heath tapped, and it comes in, enters the battlefield, deals one damage to any opponent. Jarvis, hi-ya.
I thought you were supposed to do it to the guest, Russ.
It's tradition, baby. And I pass.
The Marshal is going to grab a Zagoth Triome. That's the... Okay. Cool, cool, cool. And now y'all get to wait for me. All right.
How dare you play optimally and not fetch right away?
Not just crack immediately. Well, I was debating on whether or not I wanted to grab, you know, on exactly which land I wanted to grab, so. Took a second. All right. I'm going to go ahead and untippity-tap, upkeep, and or draw. I'm then going to play out a Rogren Triome as my land for turn, and then pass it.
Alrighty. I will draw for turn. I'm going to play this Rugged Prairie. I can filter my land for red or white and pass my turn off that.
Excellent. I will draw. I will play another island, and I will tap for two and play an Arcane Signet. And I'll pass.
All right. Look at this wholesome, tap. Just clean magic right here. Love it.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Excuse me.
Okay.
Gonna play a Mountain per turn and pass it.
It's not good.
Well, it's certainly not fun.
Okay. I'm gonna play an Overgrown Farmland. I pay three.
That farmland is just out. The right size.
Right? The Realmbreaker, the Invasion Tree. Legendary artifact, I can pay two tap. Target opponent mills three cards. I get to put a land card from their graveyard onto the battlefield, tapped under my control. So I'm going to make sure I have my Infinite Tokens handy and pass.
Alrighty.
Not Spots are just a really huge fan.
Absolutely. Okay, so you want to see the most disappointing use of a card ever?
Sure.
Always.
What's everybody's cards in hand?
Six.
Three. Seven.
I have six as well.
Okay. Russ, you're the lucky recipient of me playing a Jeska's Will.
Hey-o.
Choosing adding red for everything in Jarvis or in Russ's hand. Now, I swear it's not that crazy because I'm just going to play this. I'm going to play an Imperial Recruiter to find myself a Solemn Simulacrum, which I'll play to get myself a land.
Okay, Ragan.
Isn't that great? Isn't that the greatest use of a
you know?
Jeska's
I mean,
Will?
Spending a Jeska's Will, getting seven mana, and then using it as a kind of a DIY rampant growth. Yeah, I'm here for that, honestly.
Yeah, like, that's, gotta say, that's pretty creative. Not gonna lie.
I dig it.
Look, you know what? I figure it's such a toxic card in the community that there's no better way to deal with it than just, you know, use it as a ramp spell.
Back in my day, I'd want an Imperial Recruit into a Dockside.
That's true. Pass my turn after that. Oh, I gotta actually grab my land off Solemn Simulacrum. That might be indeed nice. Whole reason that I played it.
I'll play the Swamp as my land for turn. And
what about that mountain?
Yeah, this mountain. Why did I say Swamp? I don't know, because maybe I want to play Swamps, because I always
Force of Habit. Yeah, it's all good.
I was gonna play something else. I was gonna continue the ramp plan, but then Ham played a Realm Breaker, and it makes me feel like I have to get my commander out.
I mean, that's
a really good one.
Sanity Flare. So now, when players mill, I could go and make Horrors. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw.
I like it. It says player, not opponent. So
I'm going to play a Forest for turn.
Indeed.
I'm going to go on Jarvis's plan, playing my commander. Yeah. Ginny Faye. All by herself. All by myself. And pass.
Well, the setup, it is things are setting up. All right. My land for turn is going to be a Zeotaurus Proving Grounds.
And you're going to go and have Triumtron.
I mean, I'm working on it. And now I'm debating masterfully on... Honestly, I think I just pass it.
Yeah, you don't need to do it as a sorcery, right, for Realmbreaker?
No, Realmbreaker is instant speed.
Okay, so maybe there's a world where you're like, not like anybody here is playing a Vampiric Tutor, but like, you know, maybe if I play Enlightened Tutor or something, you just go,
right,
okay, at the end of your turn, I'm just going to mill it.
Well, or if somebody like throws down a fetch land or something, and that guarantees that the graveyard is going to have a land in it, like, that could be helpful. So, yeah. Or maybe I'm keeping up Counterspell mana. You never know. I'm just saying.
I mean, you could be.
I have two blue. Just saying.
I do have a good target for you. I am going to play this Pearl Ear Imperial Advisor. It has lifelink, and then it says enchantment spells have affinity for auras.
That's a really good target for a Counterspell. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's very, very good. Whenever I cast an aura spell that targets a modified creature I control, draw a card. For folks that don't know that what modified is, it's if it's enchanted, equipped, or if it has counters, it's modified. You know what, Jarvis? Let's see. Are you going to let me draw a card? I'm going to swing two in at you.
Yeah, I'll block and let you draw a card.
Sweet.
And Ham, I have more faith in Russ having a counterspell than you having a counterspell.
That'll be it for my turn.
What do you mean? You know, that's fair. I do not run counterspells in Commander. Except I will occasionally run like Negate or a Disdainful Stroke just to protect my board. That is it. Yep. It's never to, you know, disrupt other people's game plans early.
I'll play another island as my land for turn, and I'll tap my three islands for a Midnight Clock. And I'll tap the Midnight Clock and my mountain for my popular entertainer.
Hey, that's not bad.
All right. Hey, you're doing stuff.
Hey, and Ham.
What up?
I'm going to swing at you for two.
That's fair. And I shall do nothing about it. Did you want to goad one of my... Oh, wait.
One of your creatures that doesn't exist? Yeah, I want to goad them.
Creatures? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, because both Russ's and Voidin's creatures can kill mine.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I have a 1-1. Oh, I guess I technically have a 3-4. My bad. I can't read.
Your Pearl Ear. Yeah,
my Pearl Ear can not do that, unfortunately.
And then I will pass.
All right. Untap up, keep drawing a card. Everybody loves it when we're drawing a card. I'm bringing it
and
back.
And my clock dings for you.
I'm going to play a Plains for turn. And then I'll try and get creative. Tap one for a Sol Ring.
That's the most basic thing you could do, Russ.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's where I try and get creative.
Okay.
I'm going to pass day right on, two. Right, white, white, and one for a Maja. Right guard protector. Other creatures I control get +1/+1. Whenever a land enters a battlefield, create a 1/1 white human warrior creature token. Nothing major. Okey-dokes. And then I am going to swing at no one and pass.
All right. In your post combat main, all right, we end step. Let's say end step. I'm going to go ahead and Realmbreaker, and I'm going to go ahead and mill. Who am I thinking of? Who am I worried about here? You know, Russ, I'm going to go ahead and mill you for.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Three.
Okie dokie. Ready?
And let's see if there are any lands in there.
Dollmaker's Closet. Sunhome, Fortress of the Legion. You said three, right?
That'll work.
And a Fury Calm Snarl.
Oh, darn. All right. I don't get any creatures.
You know what? Actually, the Fury Calm Snarl is probably the better option. I mean, Sunhome's interesting, but I don't really. Yeah. So that is white and red. Okay, cool. That enters tapped. And then for my next trick, also on your end step, I'm going to go ahead and Enlighten Tutor.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, let's go.
This is a fair deck for me. I'm not playing any free interaction. The amount of counter spells I have is probably lower than what you are ever used to me playing.
I'll be real honest. When it comes to free interaction, the only reason I play it is to play against other unfair things, right?
Yeah.
So because you can always choose to sandbag it.
Right.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna show my secret commander, Door to Nothingness.
Right on.
Here it is. It's going on top.
We're doing it. Well, even my counter spells mill. So that tells you where I was when I was building this deck.
You chose violence, is what you're saying. Well, I'm here for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, let's call it what it is.
I stayed on theme to a fault.
I gotcha. Fair enough. All right. Sick. Nasty. All right. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and begin my turn. Untap, upkeep, drawing a door. And.
But where does that door go, Ham?
It can go anywhere.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm then going to go ahead and pay two for a Rampant Growth. That is going to get me. That's going to go grab a swamp. And honestly, that is going to be my turn.
Already.
Okay.
Yeah, Boyd, take it away.
Untap, upkeep, draw. Another land for me to enjoy myself with. I'm going to play a three dog.
Let's go.
I'm just debating how I want to do it. We'll do it this
masterfully,
way.
Masterfully, I hope.
I'll play three dog like this. Three dog says, when I attack, I may pay two. If I do, sacrifice an aura attached to three dog. And then when I sacrifice an aura this way, create a copy of that aura on each attacking creature. I currently don't have an aura, so I'm just kind of hanging back for a little bit. So,
okay.
With that, I believe I'm going to pass my turn. There's a lot on the table, and I don't really want to mess with it right now. If I can avoid it.
Sounds good. Ding. Well, I'm not drawing particularly well, so I want to cast a 7-mana spell that I don't think is actually what I should be doing right now, but I think it is the most fun, and the most fun wins. Fleet Swallower. If you don't know what Fleet Swallower does, it's a 6/6 fish that whenever it attacks, target player puts the top half of their library rounded up into their graveyard.
Right on.
It's a lot more fun in digital. It's a lot easier to play in digital.
That's true.
But it's a 6/6 fish. I don't know why it's a fish and not like a Leviathan or a Kraken.
Hey, you know what do you call a fish with no eyes?
I know it. Oh, there you go. I was going to say, I didn't want to ruin your joke.
Jarvis tried, but his mic didn't pick it up.
Oh, man. I was... Stupid gains. You know what? I'm going to continue trying to get that commander damage in. Ham, too.
Fair.
But that is all for me.
All right. I'm going to untippity tap. Upkeeping and drawing.
So yeah, before we were playing, we were talking about our hands, and I said that I had 5 lands, and we were like, what's the worst that could happen? And I was like, draw 5 more.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is true.
As you tell, I have 5 lands in play, and I still have 3 in my hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's just how it goes sometimes, right?
Indeed.
Indubitably. I am playing a Cinderglade for turn. It comes in untapped because I have more 2 or more basic lands. Trigger Maja. I get to make my first guest star, Roro Reggie.
Hey, there you go.
Hello, Maja. Hello, Faja.
Austin Powers and his Faja. Then we're going to do this. I think. Yeah, we're gonna do that. No, we aren't gonna do that. So I need that open. Poopy Dum Dums. That actually ruins my ideas.
I hate Poopy Dum Dums.
Yeah, it's definitely not a fun one. That would be pretty funny. Yeah, let's do that instead. 2. Three. 4. White. For Marshall Koo. Create X 1/1 white soldier creature tokens. If X is 5 or more, destroy all other creatures. I notably did 4, so I am going to create 4 dogs.
Sweet.
Yep.
Excellent.
We have Hong Kong Fui. We have Steamy, you idiot. And of course, our buddy Wishbone.
And you need 1 more.
Oh, I do. And Snoopy. Everybody
and should. While we're at it, Russ, could you also just mill 3 cards real quick on Realmbreaker?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna mill Plains, enjoy it.
I will.
Jolly Balloon Man, bastard.
Yes.
Haha.
Overran Frostfang.
Do we go Plains or do I grab that Sunholm? I think Plains, honestly.
And
honestly, if you're trying to get the double Wooburg for the for the Dory, I think you gotta go Plains.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Zelk says 1 or more, so I do only get 1 horror, even though there was 2 creatures.
Okie doke.
Nothing I have has haste. But I am afraid of Ham, because he's building up quite a lot of land.
What do you mean? what are you worried about? I don't see the problem.
Senpai Ham, I'm going to swing at you for a combined total of 4/6.
Okie doke.
4 commander damage.
Yeah, that's actually something I genuinely enjoy about this deck. I cannot deny being the threat. It's impossible. You know?
You just...
And I love that. It's like, yeah, no, there's no like, oh, what did I do? It's like, I'm trying to like load a gun and put it on the table. Like, yes, you need to stop me. Yeah.
See, and Russ is going and targeting you because he's scared. I was just doing it because you didn't have any blockers.
Yeah, no, which is also a thing that, you know, that's a me problem.
So I think, and then I have to go ahead and pass my turn.
I think there's a world where, like, when you play against him, if Ham's set up as much as he is right now, you're just like, all right, cool. Maybe I don't anger him as much so that I'm not that door of nothingness target, right?
You know, that is one way to do it, but I don't think it's the correct way to do it most of the time. Like, I think, honestly, you should just come after me.
That's true. That's true.
Because if you just kill me, it's not an issue.
That's true.
Yeah, if I was a long time.
And I was like, if I was any other player, that's what I would do. But it doesn't matter what I do because I have earned my right to go and be targeted first with Door to Nothingness, even if I'm doing nothing during the game.
It's true.
I mean,
Jarvis is a threat. Whether or not Jarvis has anything, Jarvis is a threat.
Always. It is always a concern.
That is the truth.
do I want to? Oh, you know what? Here. I'm going to tap like this,
you know,
for these four.
I am playing a dirty extra turn spell, so I guess I deserve it. I don't even know why I put it in the deck.
Sowing Mycospawn unkicked. When this enters, I can search my library for a land, put it onto the battlefield, and then Chewful.
I'm so glad that I didn't play any of like my higher end lands. Because, like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think you have a colorless out, right, to kick it with? Did you have the kicker at
correct,
all?
I do not. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'm just the best either way. So come on.
Yeah, no, you're good. It's all good, baby. All right.
It's all good, baby.
It's all good, baby. Shut up, baby. I know it. And it's just, it can enter the battlefield untapped, which is,
it's kind of crazy. Wild.
That's going to be a command tower, because why wouldn't it be? You know? Untap Uber seems pretty decent.
Because it should be the world tree.
I may or may not have a plan for that. Don't worry about it.
I can't get the world tree when it's in my hand.
No. No. Not necessarily. All right. Do-do-do-do-do.
Get him, Russ. Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
And for me, it's more, I have answers for other people. I don't know what kind of answers I have for him.
I mean, killing Ham's an answer.
It is. And a very smart one at that. All right, and then I'm going to play Adric, Mathematical Genius. 1/1 for 2 that has the ability to pay 3 tap, copy target activator to triggered ability you control.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You make 2 targets.
Oh.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Then I'm going to leave 2 mana open and pass.
Alrighty. Untap, upkeep, draw.
Did I mention this deck's slow and inconsistent? But yeah, you see where I'm going.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm going to play Sanctum. For those that don't know, right. Sarah's Sanctum taps to add white to my mana pool for each enchantment I control. Now, that's not great until I play this next card. I'm going to play a Sage's Reverie, enchanting 3-dog. Sage's Reverie reads, when it enters the battlefield, draw a card for each aura you control attached to a creature. So I only control one currently. And that is Sage's Reverie. And we're going to put that onto 3-dog, so I'll draw one card. Sage's Reverie also reads, it gets +1/+1 for each aura you control that is attached to a creature. So that gets kind of bonkers when you combine it with some other stuff. Now I'm just trying to think of whether or not I want to try to extend a little bit more. Okay, I can't even do what I want to do. So we'll move to combat. I would like to swing Imperial Recruiter. I guess I should split this up a little bit. No, I think I have to go at Ham a little bit here. Ham, I'd like to swing Imperial Recruiter at you, as well as the Pearl Ear Advisor. Trigger on the stack. Attack trigger. I'd like to pay 2 to start the sacrifice of Sage's Reverie, which would put 1/1 on both my guys. Any responses?
Not for me. Watching it happen.
Okay, I figured because you do have Adric does let you counter a triggered ability. So.
But it doesn't.
Oh,
you can pay one.
Oh, you're right. I probably should do that, right? Because they're each going to get plus two, plus two.
And I'll draw four cards. But also at the same time, do you really want to give up your double door to nothingness activation off that?
It's at least like three turns away. So honestly, I'm accepting the fact that Adric is probably going to end up chump blocking for me at some point today. Before I can actually use it. So the real question is, do I want to counter that or do I want to give up the Realm Breaker?
That's true. You could give up the Realm Breaker.
Trigger. Because I'd have to pay two for it. The amount of value you're about to get off this is kind of nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
So
trigger on
I probably should. Because honestly, given the current threat level and given the current dynamic at the table, if I untap, I'm going to be surprised.
You do also have to remember that you are looking down a 6-6, and this is probably the last time that I'm going to be attacking you, because have to deal with Jarvis.
I'm not swinging my 6-6 at you, don't worry.
No, I know, but I'm going to have to be facing down the 6-6, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So this might be or Russ. Russ might have to say...
Russ might just pink mist me on his turn. I mean...
That's true. That's true.
So I think that's downright likely. Like, the door is still in my hand. Right. Like, and it enters tapped, and I don't have 10 mana. I've also missed two land drops. I understand this says, hey, you need to kill me, but, like, I've also got four cards and just all on the board.
But the other thing is that you give me a little bit more of room. So that I can become a contender with everybody else on the board and kind of take the pressure off you.
I get it, man. I get it. You're right. I'm going to let you have that. So, okay. Yeah. No responses. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think it's not
going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt a little bit, but it'll be all right.
Yeah. So I'll draw two and then draw two again off Sage's Reverie.
Yep. Yep.
Draw two, then draw two. Okay, so then move to damn or blockers if you have blockers. Should be a 3-3 and a 5-6 lifelink.
Yeah, no blocks.
Okay. So coming through with that, that should be all there is. I'll gain 5 off that.
Yep, and I take 8, puts me down 21.
And then second main. Do I have anything here? I have 2 mana I can work with. Yeah, why not? 2 mana, I'd like to play I'll play this. Man, this is always really rough. Okay. Okay, I will play the SRAM Senior Edificer. Whenever I cast an aura, equipment, or vehicle, draw a card. Then I'll end my turn.
Excellent.
And I have to discard for hand size. So for hand size, I'd like to discard probably this mountain. There you go, Ham. I
appreciate that.
I'm reaching out. Actually, man, you know what? No, I'll do you one better. Here's some marsh flats.
Ooh.
Aw. Well, that's just
That way I can just help you out just a tiny bit. Just a wee bit.
I want to play this mountain as my land for turn. Yeah, okay, no, 8's the correct number. I don't need to go up. I am going to just move to combat. I'm going to swing my Fleet Swallower over at Voiden.
Yeah. I will mill half my deck rounded up, right?
Yep.
Okay. I count that out, I will let you know I have no blockers. So go down to 39.
Okay.
I will probably hit a creature, but I'm not quite sure.
It'd be wild if you did.
And I'm going to go and goad your larger one out of the two.
My Pearlier?
Yeah. So that's goaded until my next, my next turn. Not forever.
Yeah, no worries. It is goated. Does it get any other bonuses besides being goated?
Nope, just goated.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass.
Okay. And tippity tap.
I don't know if you guys can see, but I'm putting my deck in piles of... You can't see because my face is in the way, but I'm putting my deck in piles of 20 so they can figure out how much I'm milling.
Sure.
You know what an easier way to have done that would have been? 11,
12. And draw.
56, 70, 18. Okay. Well, how's that?
20? Count the cards in your graveyard and in play in your hand, and then subtract them.
Maybe. 78. So that's 18, 38, 58... 58, 78. So 78, that's what? That's 39 that I have to mill. Yep. So 20, 40, put one back. Bam. Yep. Put two back. Yep. 39. Yep. That's why I did it in groups of 20, because then it's that easy to mill.
Nice.
Oh, and there's an Esper Sentinel, so definitely a creature.
Okay. If you guys need to know what you hit, I will let you know, but
I just cared about creatures.
Armory Paladin. Adeline. Actually, not that much. That you hit two really strong cards, but that was about it. So, I count this as an absolute win.
Were there any duels in there? Duel lands?
Yes. There's gonna be stuff in here. I have a Sacred Foundry for you, a Plains.
Okay, perfect.
Flooded Strand if you need another thing.
If you want to go Clifftop fetch Retreat, again.
If you want one that doesn't punish you. Yeah. Bloodstained, Arid Mesa, Wooded Foothills. Prismatic Vista if you need something that's really, really different.
See him, you and I were working together.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'm just going to... It's going to enter tapped.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Oh, it is my turn. I got confused.
So, actually, while you're doing the thing, I'm just going to go ahead and hit you with the Realm Breaker. So, go ahead and mill another three there, Void, and I'm going to take your Sacred Foundry.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, cool. Let's just kind of cut the crap. I'm not holding up interaction, so...
Were any of those three a creature?
No.
Okay.
Haha.
I'm going to play an Abraded Bluffs for turn. Enters tapped.
You should.
Deals one damage to target opponent. Ham, sorry, buddy.
No, don't be sorry. If I don't have blockers or fogs or anything, that's on me, man. So do what you got
to
do.
All right, so we're gonna move to.
I need to add a bunch of fogs to this. That's anyway.
Man, what is that? Is that like the old standard turbo fog list? Come on.
I should. I have a lot of decks with Kami of False Hope and Spore Frog. I'm kind of kicking myself for not having them in here because they're some of my favorite things.
Okay. Hey, we actually had a game where Obscure and Haze actually made a difference. So.
It did.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay one white. For Adeline, Resplendent Cathar. She's a 0/4 with vigilance. She enters, her power is equal to the number of creatures on the battlefield. Excuse me. Whenever I attack for each opponent, I create a 1/1 white human creature token that's tapped and attacking that player as a or planeswalker they control.
I don't like this.
So I am going to move to combat.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot to make my thing because I played the Abraded Bluffs. So I'm going to make a Cap of Haste. I even drew it and then forgot to play it. All right. So we've got. One, two, three, four, five. Four is 20. All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to swing all the puppers and the kitty cat at Void.
So that's a lot of stuff coming my way.
That's four two four two four two four two four two three three. Trigger Adeline. I make another couple dog. This time I'm gonna make dogs. I'm gonna send one at Ham and one at Jarvis that I still need to draw. So Ham gets Huckleberry Hound.
And that will also go at, and you'll also still have one going at Woden as well.
So what's the, how many creatures do I have total coming at me? And what are their power toughnesses? Or they're all 3-1s, right?
They're all four twos.
Oh, they're all 4-2s. Got it.
Yes.
Because of Maha.
So then I have 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I'm trying to count how many right now.
But they do come in tapped in while they're attacking.
Okay. So I should have 1, 2, 3, 4 at minimum 5 coming at me?
You said all the dogs, so that's 5, 6, including the tapped one. And then the cat as well.
Yes, but the cat is a 3-3.
Okay.
So 27 total coming your way?
Yeah, I'll take 27. Why not?
Ooh.
Ooh, spicy.
And you know what? It's just... Yeah, it's just the three. I won't block just three.
One of these horrors is gonna eat it.
So that was fun. as I await a board wipe, I pass my turn.
Okie doke. This is also the one deck where I am running Farewell, which I know is like I know that can get you canceled, but well,
nah, you're fine.
Run Farewell more.
You're among friends here, Ham.
I know. All right, I'm going to pay 2 for a Collector's Vault.
I'm Team Farewell.
I know. I'm going to pay 2. I'm going to crack the Collector's Vault right away. So pay 2, tap, draw a card, then discard a card, and then make a treasure. Whee! So I'm going to draw this card. Well, that is not what I was hoping to see.
Sorry, I'm going through my graveyard to see if I have anything here that I can do something with.
I'm going to discard a duplicate. Still not what I wanted. To say the least. And now the time has come. Just going to pay 5. I'm just going to set the door down.
Yeah.
So, there we go. I'm fully tapped out, and I am passing the turn.
Alrighty. Untap. Upkeep, draw. Okay, I'm going to play a land for turn. Now I got to think of what my deck has in it. On what I can get. Because there's a world where I can kind of come out of this.
Okay. I believe it.
I think the first thing that I do is I'm going to play a Dragon Mantle on my 3-dog. So what that'll do is that'll trigger... I'll put a Dragon Mantle on my Pearl Ear. That way I get the trigger off of Pearl Ear. So I'll draw one card from SRAM for casting an aura. I'll get a draw off of Pearl Ear for casting casting an enchantment on a modified creature. And then I will get a draw off of Dragon Mantle. So I'll draw 3 cards. 1.
Seems good.
2.
Yeah.
3.
That's also known as milling 3 cards.
Yeah, I know, right? It's milling with extra steps. Okay.
Down to 35 in library. Got it?
Yeah. I played my land for turn. I need to figure out how I get around I don't die to rust next turn. So that's 3.
You're not going to die to rust next turn.
Two. That gets me that. I don't know if that's good enough. That also gets me that, which might not be good enough. I could get my other Sage's Reverie back if I really want to. So I think what I'm going to do is, if I play this correctly, I'm going to play a Hallowed Hunting. Hallowed Hunting says, as long as I control 7 or more enchantments, creatures I control have flying and vigilance. I will not draw a card from anything. But that costs 2 because I control 3 enchantments.
Yes.
Or 3 auras, I should say. Do I have anything else I want to do before I think I have to do it this way, which is not a way that I want to do it. So I'm going to play so this leaves me okay. So I'm going to float this for red and white. I'll use the white on Cartouche of Solidarity on 3-dog. That'll draw me a card, make me a 1/1 warrior. And that's about it. So draw. Then I will make a warrior token, which I will draw up in a second. This will be my warrior.
Okay.
'Cause I am the warrior.
I now control 1, 2, 3, 4 enchantments. It's not enough just yet.
Well, you also get a spirit cleric as well.
That's true. I do get a spirit.
I was like, I remember Hollow Haunting having another line of text, so I wanted to make
sure.
That's
true. I never think about the other line of text. If I can find out where I put my marker, that would be great. Okay.
I might have been one of those people that messed around with the enchantment deck when it was in standard still.
Ah, yes. The Neon Dynasty. Yeah, I remember that deck. I love how that one kind of like fell in and out of favor while it was legal. It was fun because there were some weeks where you saw it everywhere and then others where it just completely disappeared.
Okay, I think I know the plan. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 enchantments. So I will tap Sarah's Sanctum and I'll make 5 white. So I have 6 mana. So I'm going to cast 4th Erlengas. I don't know how to say the phrase. It's X red and a white. Create X22 human knight creatures with trample and haste. Whenever one or more creatures deal combat damage to one or more players this turn, I become the monarch. I'd like to make 4 of them.
Okay.
Fear the sting and the money, monarch.
Yeah. Fear the monarch! Okay, so it's a knight, right? I'm just going to put X4 for the time being, 2/2. Okay. When I said that this is weird and, like, crazy, it's because you get stuff like this. Especially because of what we're about to do next.
Let's go.
Move to combat.
Yep.
I would like to swing all of my stuff at Russ. Everything that can attack at Russ will attack Russ.
Oh.
4, 5, 6. This guy and this guy. This gal right there. Trigger. I'd like to pay 2 and sack my Cartouche of Solidarity. Making Cartouches of Solidarity on each one of my creatures. So that won't kill you, but it'll give me 4, 5, 6, 7 1/1s. Warrior tokens coming into play.
Well, and because with Hallowed Haunting, they all fly at this point, don't they?
That's true. They fly. They don't gain vigilance. So that might actually kill you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I would like to sack
Cartouche. Do you want to spread? Did you want to spread?
I don't know, man. I just see a whole bunch of dogs. All right. We'll send the knights. Let's send the knights at Jarvis. Jarvis needs some fear of the Lord.
Don't send the knights at me.
I was honestly the reason that I said that was honestly because like, did you want to knock me out real quick? Because I think you'll be able to if you.
No, because I think it's really funny if you kill someone with Dor.
I mean, that's fair. Okay.
Like if I kill someone or I don't kill someone and you just go, hey, Void, get in the room, get into the door of nothingness. I go, man, you know, that's actually kind of funny.
That would be hilarious. But,
Yeah, you're right. I'll spread it up just a little bit.
It's totally up to you, of course. No, of course.
I completely forgot that my guys got flying because I was so focused on them getting vigilance. Sure. And I was like, oh, they're not going to get vigilance.
Yeah, but they will be flying by the time. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
And they will have vigilance. They'll just have already been tapped.
Yeah, they'll just be tapped. So, yeah. Jarvis, you're going to take four knights with Cartouche of Solidarity on them.
Okay, what's the total that's going to be?
That'll be eight plus four, that's 12.
Well, okay. I can take that.
How much am I taking?
Give me one sec, Russ. Plus one.
I'll go down to 27.
Bitch. And then I gotta make a bunch of other stuff, too. This is gonna be a little bit rougher, Russ, because you're gonna be taking... So I have four... I gotta read Sage's Reverie real quick. My bad.
Oh, no, this is a Bohica situation. This is definitely Bohica. Bend over here, it comes again.
I don't know exactly what you mean by Bohica, but I'm gonna assume it's not a great thing. So,
if Bohica means bend over, here it comes again.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so my guys are gonna get they get +1/+1 for each aura attached to a creature. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7. So you're gonna take 8 in the air, and then you're gonna take 10 in the air.
18.
So you're gonna take 18, and I'm gonna gain and then I'm going to gain 8 life. Or I'm sorry, not 8 life. I can't count. 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. So I'm gonna gain 10 life off that. That's why I wasn't too worried about everything else. Mm-hmm. Up to 22. Okay. Now I have to make myself Oh, I'm sorry. I did the math wrong, Russ. I have cartouches attached too, so 2 more. So you'll take 4 more damage.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There's a reason why I don't bring this deck out that often because it's a lot of tracking, but. Mm-hmm. Only when you hit critical mass.
I do have effects before you leave combat.
Sure. So let's put that cartouche there. I'll put another cartouche somewhere else. And then I have to go up a bunch of warriors.
Okay. So while you're doing that, because I...
Actually, Jarvis, I should ask you, should I even bother making the warriors?
Oh, the warriors should stay because they're not attacking.
Oh, and I also have SRAM coming in too.
Oh, who did you say? Any certain Pearl Arrow? Okay, at Russ, that's right. After damage, while we're still in combat, I'm going to Aetherize.
Sure, returns all attacking creatures to my hand?
Yeah.
I actually probably just die off that.
Maybe.
I was hoping you'd kill Russ, so that way...
Now I know, Jarvis, to never trust you. Even, I should have, as soon as you were like, don't kill me... I should have just said, you know what, Russ? You're take spared, a day off. Buddy. Everything's coming at you, Jarvis. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3.
That would have been the perfect sequence, though. Voiden kills 11. Russ, pass to Jarvis. Jarvis kills Void, pass to me. I kill Jarvis.
Well, I would have been killing Voiden, but where
that would have made me really happy.
Okay, so
where I was at with the Aetherize was I didn't know how much damage was going to come my way. So
sure.
I was thinking if it was probably anything more like between 8 and 10 more,
right?
I probably would have fired it off already.
Sure.
Oh, wait, and the SRAM and the Imperial Recruiter and the Pearl Ear go to my hand.
And just to make it easy on myself, I'm just going to go and activate this Midnight Clock on your turn.
Okay.
So that way I'm not worried about it on my turn.
My guys no longer have flying and... my guys no longer have flying and vigilance anymore. Now there's just 11 1-1s. Oh, the knights are gone too. Oh, also I'm the Marnark, so I draw a card at end of turn. So I'll do that.
Yep.
Seems good.
Pass my turn.
Taya.
I'm excited. And Three Dog was not attacking, so Three Dog gets to just chill for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Gets to chill
out. Cascade Bluffs will be my land for turn.
Oh, I have to... Give me one sec, guys. I have to discard for hand size, but you can keep going.
Oh, right.
I naturally drew my Mind Skinner.
Let's go.
Okay.
Two and a blue. I want to play this Propaganda.
So you're saying that I just have to make something very big to hit you?
Yeah. Russ still has a lot of dogs over there.
But they're cute. They're not threatening. Look, one's even blue.
It's more that they could kill my Fleet Swallower.
It's true.
They could.
Ham, I want to send my Fleet Swallower in at you this time.
Okie dokes. All right, then.
You know, million and a half gets less effective the second time.
Yeah, so... I like the piles of 20 plan. I think that's a decent
Setup. It was something that I kind of just did on the fly, and I was like, you know, I could do piles of 10, but piles of 20 are a little bit faster.
Yeah.
I've just always counted what was in play, like what was known information, essentially, and then subtracted it.
There's this weird thing that my buddy taught me. It's that, like, once you hit certain numbers... Like, your brain likes to work in certain numbers, but if you go past that number, so, like, you're really good at counting sets of threes and sets of fours, but once you hit the crossover to fives and sixes, you don't just immediately recognize it, you have to think about it. So that's why people go up tens and, like, you know, I don't know, World of Warcraft stuff, that's all I'm going to say. Looking at resource bars and going, wait, do I have four or do I have five?
Fucking nerds.
All right.
Combo points.
I know, right? So I've got 41, so it's rounded...
It's rounded up.
Rounded up?
So you'd mill 21.
So wait. Or no, sorry.
But that doesn't sound right.
These are not stacks of 10. 2, 4, 6...
You have 81 then.
81. That makes way more sense.
So you'd mill 41.
So 41. Perfect. These were on the top. Boom.
And I'm sure there's at least one creature there.
Actually, this deck only runs 15, so maybe not. Let's see. My Mirari's Wake was in there. Whole mess of lands are giving restoration. Idris, Soul of Tardis. Yes, that is a creature.
Oh, and
Drafna as well. Yeah.
And are you blocking?
My Doppelgang. Oh, the Fleet Swallower?
Yeah.
Yes, sewing Myco Spawn is gonna take one for the team here.
Okay.
We need like 07s in chat for Myco Spawn.
Right? Poor little guy.
Second main. I'm gonna gamble. I don't know what I'm gambling for because I don't know the deck well enough. But that one would be funny.
Probably like a Chaos Warp. Oh, no, wait, hold on, never mind. There's nothing in red that redirects activated abilities, right? Maybe there is, because it's always target spell with red, right? It's never activated abilities. So you can't just be like... Deflecting Swat does it. It's probably the only one that I know of actively.
Deflecting Swat.
That's all right.
I'm only going to have one colorless left.
Sure. Too bad. If you were playing Deflecting Swat, you could have just Deflecting Swatted the Door of Nothingness. Just saying.
There is a way that I could. I do have a card in here that could do it if I had more mana available.
Right on.
Because I'm playing probably my favorite card from Duskworn in the deck. And I still don't think it's played enough, but it should be.
Enduring Courage?
No, Untimely Malfunction.
Untimely Malfunction. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are high on that one. I have it in quite a few decks as well. He's good.
Did I not put Plasma Sap in here? Because I think that's what I really should be getting. But I did not put that in here. So I want to get this card instead.
I would love a Blasphemous Sack right about now. That'd be so sick.
Oh, and then discard at random. Hey, it was Mono Red and Tomb. I got the Roller Crusher ride.
Oh.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a thing. So I'm not wiping the board here. Got it. Russ, it's all you.
All right.
I suspect that's going to be for the best for you, honestly. Because you got the propaganda down.
But Roller Crusher Ride lets you deal damage to target creatures.
True. Oh, no. No, Roller Crusher rules, but...
It's such a good card. Like, I always thought it was, like, crazy and bad, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got a couple things. First, I'm going to play a Forest Return.
Okay.
I'm going to create a kitty cat, 2/2 kitty cat with haste.
Oh, and in case you guys didn't know, the mine for chat, if you didn't pick it up or comments, the Mind Skinner is the secret commander. And I was going to have to gamble for it because the gamble was in my 7 that I drew from the Minute Clock. But then the card for turn was Mind Skinner. So all right. That's what I kind of did a little dance there.
So first thing I'm going to do. Why do I have to get the Japanese one?
I don't feel like there are any appropriate jokes I can make tagging that, but okay.
Two.
Because it was cheaper, Russ.
White. Three. It's because I pulled it. That's why.
That's the only reason why I ever have for going and playing Japanese cards. They were cheaper.
Elfbeth. Storm.
Okay. What aren't you remembering about it, Russ?
What it does other than the plus one.
Zero gives everything flying and vigilance and a +1/+1 counter. The minus removes a creature with mana value 3 or greater. And you double your doubles your tokens.
Oh right.
Yeah, it has the Anointed Procession passive, which is presumably why it's in there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean everything it does is good for you.
So what I'm going to do...
I've been playing a bad Selesnya deck in Standard.
I'm here for it.
Is there a good Selesnya deck in Standard?
Well, it's a +1/+1 counters with the Hydra. What's its name again?
Mossborn?
No. The one that endures.
Oh, Warden of the Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that card, but yeah.
So,
Warden of the Grove, Railway Brawler.
I'm going to pay one and a white, and I'm going to give Jarvis 2 map tokens by getting lost his propaganda.
Ooh.
Okay.
Enjoy those map tokens, though. And does Russ just win here?
I don't think so.
I don't know if Russ immediately just win. Hold on. Russ might have it here?
It's possible. We'll see.
It's my hand. All right, so give them all. It doubled my tokens.
Why did you go and get rid of my card, Russ?
So I could attack you, Jarvis.
Well, you could still attack me otherwise.
I didn't want to pay to attack you. Now everybody else can, too. Shit. I don't know if I want to give it all +1/+1 or hate or fly.
Well, no, it gives, it does.
You get
both.
Them both.
Oh, I get them both? +1/+1?
Yeah. They all get +1/+1 counters. That's the zero. The zero is +1/+1 counters, flying, and vigilance, I think. Or just might be flying, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay, well, let's do that.
No, just fly, not vigilance. So, yeah.
They get so, Jarvis, you have a way to flash back the Aetherize, right? Smiles?
No, it's in my library.
Oh, okay.
I was actually...
Right, Midnight Clock shuffled it back. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got a Snapcaster and a whole bunch of mana up your sleeve, right?
That's the one of the other lands I had in my hand was a Mystic Sanctuary that also got shuffled back with Midnight Clock, so...
Oh, bummer.
Oh, no.
All right, I need to math real quick. Because they've all got flying. They don't have vigilance, but that I don't think that matters.
Well, they're all dogs.
Well, the dogs do anyway.
All the dogs have vigilance anyway, right. And Adeline does as well. So Adeline is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't.
Eight,
I mean, I'm looking
nine,
at the board.
10,
I don't
11,
think any 12. Of us have flying blockers at this point.
You nope. Don't. I do not.
So.
No.
That's why I'm doing math.
I don't think Russ has the damage.
Adeline's a 13-5.
And on attack, you'll get three more.
But those ones will be able to be blocked.
Yes, those ones will.
Yeah, but she'll still gain that 16. Extra. Yeah, she'll still be a 16.
Yeah.
So we got 16.
You have to be able to do 65 damage.
So that's 5, 10. Just the tokens are dogs, rather. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Adeline is 13. I'm sorry, 14, because she's got the plus 1, plus 1. So that's...
After attacks and after she triggers, that'll be 17 damage.
17. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. The 17 is 42 plus 3 is 45 plus 3 is 48 plus Maja, which is another 3. So that's 52 and Ginny Faye, which is a 4-4. So that's 56.
And you're actually, those cats are actually 4 damage, not 3, but you're a little short.
So
you could kill two of us and maim a third.
All right.
Ham, do you have double Wooburg?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I have 9 lands and a treasure token, and the colors do line up in such a way that I can execute. So... if I untap, this door will be locked and loaded. I don't have anything else. Like, I don't have it, but I will have a kill shot if I'm allowed to untap.
All right. So then I'm going to do is I'm going to send.
I don't know the right call between me and Voiden, but for the other person.
Yeah, no, I know I'm gone.
Oh, I'm totes killing Ham. Like, I love you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
You got to go.
You'd be very wrong not to.
But yeah, but between me and Voiden, I don't know the correct call on which one. Because Voiden looks like he doesn't have a lot, but his hand does have creatures in it that can be recast. And, well, but you know what those creatures are. And if you're worried about them, that's up to you.
All right. So what we're going to do, so I'm going to go for Jarvis and Ham.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll see if I can take Void Heads up. Okay. I don't think I can, but I've got one card and a dream, baby. So we're gonna
But you think you have a better chance against Void than Jarvis, right?
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah, because Jarvis is gonna make me mill half my deck, like if he untaps.
But I don't think that kills you milling half your deck, right?
Yeah.
I think the idea is that you. I think you're better off against the mill than you are against me, because I do. If you don't kill me here, I get to put a lot of tricks onto 12 guys.
You know what? You've convinced me. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm easy to sway.
All right. I'm just trying to make sure that you do the correct play here.
Yeah, so...
yeah. Because if there is an aura that could grant unblockable or something, then
I'm boned. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I don't know what that would be necessarily, but like, yeah, or in all the glitters or an ethereal armor, like that could get that's ugly. Scary.
Yeah. So, all right. So what I'll do is I'll send 14, 17 and ham in the air. Well, it will be after the triggers.
So yeah, so Adeline coming in, sure.
Adeline coming in, ham, and then that makes three dog triggers. Three at ham on the ground. I'm sorry, four at ham on the ground, four at Jarvis on the ground, four at Voiden on the ground. The rest I'm gonna send five. 5, 10, 15, 20, 3 at Void.
Okay.
In the air, because that should be enough, right? You don't have any flying blockers?
Yeah, I have no flyers. I'm straight heads up.
So. All right, so 23 should do that.
Yeah, that knocks me out.
Yep. And I'm out too, barring any kind of crazy tricks.
All right, so those them counted for. I got another 5, 10, 15, 20, 24.
Okay.
In the air, and then another 5 on the ground, which gets eaten up pretty.
Yeah, I'll jump the 5 on the ground, and I'll go down to 3. Well, the 4 on the ground, and I'll go down to 3.
And then I go ahead and pass my turn.
In your end step, I will go and pay the 1 and tap my commander to mill you for 3.
Hiya. You get a parallel evolution. Good for you. White Sun's Twilight. Ugh. And a, Tristani, Celestia's voice. That's a creature.
Yay, I get a creature. Not that it matters. Wee. Next turn. I don't think I have anything here. I will play this island as my land for turn. I'm going to crack one of these maps on to the Mind Skinner. View top card. I want to move. Unstable footing. I want to put it in my graveyard, and Mind Skinner will get a counter. I want to crack the last map to view top card. It's a Lightning Greaves that'll go into the graveyard. For 1 blue, I will play a Court of Cunning. Before we go any further, Russ, you're the Monarch, so you should have drawn at end of your turn.
Oh, sorry. Haha,
I completely forgot about that from Voiden.
Yeah, that's true.
But I am now the Monarch because of Court of Cunning.
So now you get to draw a card.
At the end of my turn, and I don't think that's going to be enough. But I will go to combat. I will swing the Mind Skinner and my Fleet Swallower at you. So the first trigger will be that you mill half your deck.
I will take the 20 card.
I'm going to assume that I'm getting another token because Russ plays creatures.
Yeah.
Not that it matters.
You never know. It might.
Hey, I milled plenty of cards this game. That's all that matters.
That is true. Can confirm.
And I'm sad that I had to go and put, what is it? The
75, exactly.
Okay, so 75 would be 38 that you'd have to mill.
So, because I'm going left to right, so this would be the first 20. You got my Mirari's Wake, too. But yeah, there's a creature, there's another creature, and there's another creature. And then, so that was 20. So it's, you said 38, right?
Yeah.
So basically, I keep these two, and then the rest go in the graveyard. Hey, look, there's my Crater Hoof.
Neat.
Excellent.
Excellent. Now,
the Unstable Footing, I'm sad I had to put in the grave, but that shows what I was trying to do with this deck. Because damage can't be prevented, which makes it that that Mind Skinner can't be blocked, gets in for 10 damage, and also makes you mill 10 cards, but can't do that.
I'm sorry.
So blockers, I'm assuming you're going to block that Fleet Swallower?
I sure am. I'm going to sacrifice the
cartoon dog?
Yeah, it's a cartoon, but it's not copyright infringing. And Huckleberry Hound will bite it.
So Fleet Swallower will die then. And then that'll make it that you take 10, but you're taking 10 is you milling 10.
Wait, so I mill 10 or take 10? Or yes?
You mill 10 because the damage gets converted to mill.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And are there any creatures in those 10?
There are. And you got my Parallel Lives, you bastard. Aura Shards, Growing Ranks. Oh, wait, hang on. Fearline 7. Yep, you're good.
Okay, I'm not going to feel bad about that. I'm going to move to my end step, and I'm going to draw for being Monarch. And Russ, you have the game.
GG. Yeah. I'll untap, and then attack. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I always had a hope that I redrew the Aetherize was my out.
Mm. Mm. Sure.
That would have been a hell of an out.
Yeah, it would have done some work.
But I drew Isengard Unleashed. Not going to do it.
They're taking the habits of Isengard. Isengard, God, God.
Which would have been fun if I would have drawn that... as my card for turn, because that would have been 30 damage with Mind Skinner.
That would have been fun. Yeah, that would have hurt.
You would have almost been milled out.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the Fleet Swallower did so much work there. Like,
yeah.
It was a lot bigger than
I was gonna get lost the Fleet Swallower, but like the Propaganda was objectively the better target.
Propaganda was fine and it didn't hurt anyone.
Until I wanted to kill you.
This is why you don't go and look to see what your cards were. Aetherize was only 2 cards down.
That's okay, you wouldn't have survived.
Yeah, but I was only 2 cards away from surviving, and that's why you don't look.
Well, this is true.
Indeed. but this is a good one.
This was a really good one. Yeah. So first of all, I want to thank my good friend Voyden for joining us as our first ever guest host. It was a good one, buddy. I'm glad you joined us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was super fun. I appreciate it.
I got to draw some doggies, and everybody got to do some things. So it was kind of fun. Like, Ham almost killed at least me with the door to nothingness. Like, that was a non-zero chance I was going off.
that's the thing about this deck. I need to figure out more. I need to get some more fog effects in here to, like, just buy time, because that's ultimately what I need, and just faster ramp. So I'm going to tune it up a little bit. I want to get this thing. I want to do the thing. I have done the thing in the past, I swear. Just not on this channel.
But for all of us here at Generic Commander, and scene. That's just what we do when we sign off.
I'd love to see it. We do
no worries. No worries.